This is our year of expansion. This is the year when we thrive. But you can be sure that if we choose to thrive, someone will choose to oppose us. Yet greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hi there, I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today about the fact that God's expansion flourishes when it is well watered on a regular basis. You know, expansion is hard work, and it takes greater effort. But all of our hard work and effort will go to nothing if the projects we're working on do not have the nourishment they need. Notice that when God built the Garden of Eden and all of the world, we read these words from Genesis 2, 5, and 6. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. God understood that in order for things to grow, they must be well watered. In this year of expansion, each project that we undertake requires a system of irrigation. And of course, when we speak of water in the Bible, we know that it is a spiritual reminder of the work of the Holy Spirit through prayer in our lives. Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit through prayer, our projects will not flourish. In other words, regular, sustained, well-flowing prayer will irrigate and nourish our projects and cause them to flourish. As I have been praying this year, God has been speaking. This last Sunday in worship, as I lifted my voice in praise to the Almighty One, like you did, the Lord of Expansion prompted me to take out my 3x5 cards and a pen, and I began to write. In small letters, I wrote and I wrote four, then five sides of notes. Five sides of notes, things God wanted me to do in 2020, our year of expansion. When I got home and I looked at them, I was astonished. And then I was concerned. The list was extensive. I went back and counted the number of me in the room. And I found that I was still only one. But God was telling me 2020 is our year of expansion, and so I began to pray. God-sized expansion requires God-sized irrigation. Our prayer life was just drawn to a whole new level of thriving in 2020, our year of expansion. Now, I want to tell you that Kate and I are so excited about what God will do with us in 2020, our year of expansion. And we want to include you in that expansion. In the early December of this year, we'll be leading a tour throughout Israel. You have always wanted to walk where Jesus walked. This is your opportunity. Just click the tab Israel Tours on the Eagles and Leadership website for more details and the registration form. And if you are ordained clergy and you would like to go to Israel for an amazing low price this fall, just take a moment and go to our website, eaglesinleadership.org, and message us concerning a ridiculously low price for an Israel tour. Now, as we close, I wanted to remind you that Hope for Today is part of the ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives and His abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org. And now for Kate and I from Uganda right now, we want to say God bless you and have an incredible week ahead of expansion.